Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Michael Elliott Podcast. I am Michael Elliott. I just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone for your support, your listens, downloads, everything that you've done. It's been unbelievable and such a great help, so I do appreciate that. Briefly about this episode, guys, this is a quick episode where I just really talk about what I call the essential goodness of people, the essential goodness of humanity. So I think you'll love the episode. Listen in, share, and download. And again, thank you, everybody. Enjoy.
This is the Michael Elliott Podcast.
In our modern world, it's very easy to forget that within each and every one of us is a light, is a goodness. Though it may be crowded, though it may be buried beneath negative thoughts, emotions, actions, that essentially at the heart of each one of us is goodness. That's what we're built upon. That's in our essential nature. It's who we are as people. It's present in all things. That is our foundation. I want you to remember as well that your beliefs will guide and determine what you do in everything. If we wish to see things and have our perceptions skewed by only negative thoughts of people that we've met, people that we haven't met, people that we see on TV, if our lens that we look through is essentially negative and cynical, that's what we're going to find in the world. That's what we'll get. So if you're having a hard time with that because you're saying, well, Michael, I turn on the news, I open the newspaper, I check this, I check that, I talk to my friends and my family, and all I'm getting back is negative, negative, negative. Have you ever, I would say this to you guys, have you ever been to a coffee shop and you listen in? I'm sure people have done this. You listen in intentionally or unintentionally to people's conversations, you will be amazed if you listen for it how much of their conversation is based on what negative is happening in the world. The more we feed it, the more we find it, the more it happens. Now, we can't control what everybody else is talking about at the coffee shop. We can't control what's in the newspaper. We can't control what's on the news. You're right. So getting back to that, well, this is what I'm hearing in the news, Michael. This is what I'm seeing. Turn it off. Stop. Because anything that's allowing you to forget the essential foundation of your nature and of your neighbor's nature and of your family's nature and of your friend's nature and of your children's nature, anything that's helping you or making you forgetful about the essential goodness of humanity, cut it out. And when you're strong enough, mentally, spiritually, to interact with those things, the news, the paper, and they don't bother you because you can never, you've chosen and you've elevated yourself to never forget the essential goodness of humanity, then go and check those things out. But if that's having a negative impact on you and it's skewing your perception, your vision of the future, your vision of people, cut it out. Understand your beliefs will guide and determine what you do. Your beliefs, you act, each and every one of us act and take steps forward or backward to the side from our beliefs. We don't act otherwise. Now, people may not know our beliefs. We may not share them. They may not be written out. But we know essentially in our being what we believe, and we act from those things. So if you wish to see your brothers and sisters that they are good, then you will see it. You will find it, and you will help them and encourage them to that. You will see that when people do evil, people do negative to you or to in general, we must see that that's foreign to them, that that's not who they are, but is a misstep. When all we do is condemn them for their actions, people say, well, we're condemning them because we're condemning this man, we're condemning this woman because that's who they are. They're just essentially evil. Look what they did. Look, they stole from this man. We have to remember, no, that is a corruption that is foreign to that person. And we must help transform that person. And we can never do it with judgment alone. Well, let's judge him, condemn him or her. It doesn't work that way. The corruption or the darkness, the negative, that is temporary. It's foreign, it's temporary, it's not the foundation of that person. You know, I read an interesting piece in an excellent book. The book is by J. Philip Newell, and the title of it is Christ of the Celts. And I want to read this, just this little excerpt from it. So it says, Alexander Scott, the 19th century Celtic teacher, uses the analogy of a plant suffering from blight. If such a plant were shown to botanists, even if the botanists had never seen that type of plant before, they would define it in terms of its essential life features. They would identify the plant with reference to its healthy properties of height, color, and scent. They would not define it in terms of its blight. Rather, they would say, as I mentioned earlier, they would say that the blight is foreign to the plant. That is, it is attacking the essence of the plant. And that's what we must know and think of, negative and evil actions from people all over the world, from ourselves. What would happen if we only thought and viewed ourselves and others as caring, as loving, as happy, as all these positive features? What if that's the thought we hold in our mind when we meet people? What if that's the thought we hold in our mind when people do us ill? That we have the propensity to forgive them and to literally, guys, think in our mind that that's not who that person is. I wish they wouldn't have done that. And that did hurt me as a person. And that did hurt. And no, that's not okay. But that's not who that person is. I know that they're better than that. How would such a person react to that if 90% of the people that they did that to reacted that way? I would wager, and I would wager a lot, that that would transform that person at some time or another. Maybe not the first time, I wouldn't wager that. But over and over again, when we look at people with caring, understanding, and loving eyes, what a world we would have. How far would we go if we only fed our minds positive images and thoughts of each and every person we meet? The path to changing ourselves starts there. It starts with thinking well of ourselves, understanding that whatever we've done in our past or haven't done is not who we are. That we are greater than the sum of all the actions we've taken so far. We are greater than the sum of all the actions we failed to take. We have to understand that, believe that, and hold on to that every minute for the rest of our lives. And then, and only then, we will see through those eyes and see our fellow people, our fellow brothers and sisters with those eyes. Because when we know that about ourselves, we know that about everyone else, to you, to your family, and to the world. May you be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Elliott Podcast. For writings by Michael and more podcast episodes, go to michaelelliott.net.